B-Pod Studios.
All right, it's a wrap party podcast without Loren. She took off for her gynecologist appointment, I believe.
Actually, I think you're right. I was about to say, that's not right.
I think she was going to get everything. She was doing a digital one, though.
Over the phone. You know, that's how I talk to my doctors, is over the phone. And they can still prescribe medicine. You know, if they need blood pressure, I just have to get my own blood pressure and take a photo and send it to them. But
you have your own cuff?
No, they would say, like, go to a pharmacy and a machine thing, and the results from that. But I haven't needed it yet.
Right.
But they've stopped all really in-person things, and I was actually supposed to go in for some tests, for some blood work, so they're supposed to, like, just keep tabs of everything to see where my levels are, and they're like, until this passes, we don't even want, like, you're fine. Like, only come to the doctor if you need to be with a doctor.
Right, right. That's what I heard. A first responder was on like this mom's group that my wife is part of. And that's what he was saying was like, only call 911 if you need to. Only right. Come to the hospital if it's an absolute emergency, because you're better off being away from the hospital than you are being in the hospital. But then I didn't know what to think about that, because then I'm like, well, the hospital is constantly being cleaned, and the hospital's got to be cleaner than like certain other places that we go.
I don't know, dude. Think about the people that go to the hospitals and get MRSA and those staph infections.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sure, they do everything they can to be clean, but there's sick people inside.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my, just like anyone else, is if you ever go get your blood work, your liver's always up because everyone drinks.
Yeah.
We're all secretly alcoholic.
I'm supposed to go back for my second test, and this broke out, and I'm not going back.
Right. Like, my liver enzymes are just like 15 times the normal.
Well,
amount.
Mine wasn't that bad, but okay.
She was like, "Oh, we should probably check again," but we're waiting until.
And that's just bullshit anyway. Because I'll tell you what, and I love my doctor; he's a buddy of mine. But he's like in other words, they don't really. He goes, "Let me take your blood pressure again because the nurse took it and it was a little high." And then so he's like just talking to me like we're talking about tennis. We were talking about how, because I play tennis with him, about a time I kicked his butt. And then like he's like, see, yeah, all right, well, we got your good number. It's like all they need is that good number. Like they're not concerned about the bad number. They're like, we can't let you get out of here until we get a good number.
I think it is like if it's consistently bad over and over and over, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
but
like if you're waving, like, because humans are horrible to their bodies. We're just horrible to it. So if you were in and out, who, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I take a daily pill, but and that really does help. Like, my number's way different without the pill than it is with.
Do you feel different?
I don't feel anything. No.
So
I don't ever feel like
you don't feel yourself like getting hot-headed or
no. Huh. Why do you?
No, I don't take blood pressure.
Yeah, no, they call like blood pressure the silent killer.
Yeah, because you don't know.
Right. You don't, I mean, you don't feel it. So, although they tell you, like, sometimes you might feel tired, but with my hours, when am I not fucking tired?
That's true. Although, whenever my blood pressure gets up, my face gets red.
Okay.
My face gets really red. Like, if I get angry or something,
yeah,
and I'm keeping it in, I'll feel my face get super hot.
Yeah. Yeah. And then my blood pressure is just hypertension. I don't know why.
Runs in the family. Well, you're Irish.
Yeah, it runs in the family. You know, honestly, like, I'm always on the go. I don't know. Who knows? And I drink. That doesn't help. I'm overweight. That doesn't help. Although I will say I jumped on the scale and I was less than I was before this started.
Yeah.
And Amanda goes, it's not going to be good. I go, I'm going to step on the scale and it's going to say one at a time.
I know. Well, I noticed that my clothes are kind of fitting a little better.
Nice.
Yeah. I guess maybe... You know, because I'm not eating out as much.
Yeah. Yeah, and when you go out to eat, you have a tendency to want to finish everything on your plate because you paid for it.
Yeah, you overeat.
You know?
Whereas here, you know, we're not fixing, like, super healthy meals. Like, we bought those Michelangelo's frozen dinners of pasta and stuff just to, like, throw in the oven. Have you seen those?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, we, like, baked ziti, chicken parm, just throw it in.
Yeah.
You know? Look at the stuff like that.
The interesting thing about eating is how different everyone thinks a restaurant is. Like in my neighborhood, we have daily gatherings, and we're away from each other, but inevitably because all the kids come out and the parents come out with their younger babies and have to walk them, we end up sitting on each other's driveways or like we have a big cul-de-sac and the kids run around and we just stand around. And again, like we're distant from each other, and believe me, everybody's overcautious about it.
Sure.
But we said yesterday, Amanda said, I'm going to order pizza Friday night. And two other neighbors go, ooh, that sounds really good. Like we haven't done that. Like we've been making a lot of food at home. And then I was like, well, why don't we just order one big order? Let's pick a place, give them some of our money, and then just deliver the pizzas and everybody take their pies, you know?
Sure.
That's well, we couldn't come to an agreement on who has the best freaking pizza. And I think it's a no-brainer.
I think a lot of pizza is good in a lot of places.
And my one neighbor said a place that I forget the name of it, but I know where it is. And I was like, that's the worst pizza.
Really?
Yeah, it's too foo-foo, bro. It's like thin crust, healthy. I was like, no, dude. Libretto's, no. Lorenzo's, Hawthorne's.
Those are good, solid choices. There's a lot more good, solid choices, but those are good, solid choices.
Well, where I'm at, those are the good ones.
You said that your friend likes the Neapolitan style. Where,
kind of.
Yeah.
It's like DeSano's, where it's like thin crust.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but if I'm getting pizza and I'm getting it delivered, I want mine with bacon and pepperoni on it. I want the grease to fly all over the place.
You know, we have like a, we do pizza once a week here, typically on Sundays.
Huh. Pizza it's Sundays,
like
our, huh?
Yeah. We typically, it's like our Sunday thing is pizza.
And now will you have your standard Coke beer or Coke wine and water with it?
I'll have a Diet Dr. Pepper.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's the most random thing.
It's not even like the cool soda, you know? Like when you go to the soda section, there's a shit ton of Coke and a ton of all these other stuff. And then you have like a slither of Diet Dr. Pepper. No, so I drink Diet Dr. Pepper. And then, I don't know, it depends. Not really drinking on Sundays.
Yeah.
Not yeah. really drinking Sundays.
I'm drinking tonight on our happy hour.
Yeah, I need.
I drank last night.
Since we Loren's not here to chime in, but do you want me to tell you about the thing that happened in my neighborhood and I wanted to help, but I didn't know what to do?
Yeah, go ahead.
And then we can bring it up on the air tomorrow if you want to. But I have to tell you, we were going for a long walk through our neighborhood, which is actually really nice because I talk crap about my neighborhood all the time. But if you actually go through my neighborhood, it's actually really nice. People say, I mean, it's a really nice neighborhood with really nice houses. Just specifically, it's literally like me and my neighbors.
Nicole made some weird noise when you said that.
Yeah, depending on what side you come in on.
Okay, well, you walk through the bad part of Plaza to get to me. But when you get to my neighborhood, it's a really nice neighborhood. People drive nice Audis and nice cars and Teslas and all these nice, you know, because my neighborhood's on the flip, like people are flipping it, you know, flipping the houses. However, my direct neighbors, man, they're the OGs. They're not mm-hmm. flipping. They're not remodeling or anything. So it looks a little rough where I'm at. But I went to walking through my neighborhood and we're walking Cowie and we heard a kid fall off his bike and he's upset and his parents are trying to help him,
mm-hmm.
but they're also walking like four dogs, like three or four dogs, who, by the way, are freaking out because the kid fell, and they're barking, and it's total pandemonium, and the kid's not getting up, but he's crying, and I'm like, do I get involved, or do we just let them figure this mess out?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And, you can't. Now, I have the same thing happen in our neighborhood. The kids are getting hurt all the time, and ordinarily we would run over and we would pick them up, even if it wasn't our kid, and we would, you know, take them, carry them to their parents' home or help them up and hold them.
You wanna help. Like, I stopped and I was looking back, and it was really conflicting. I was like, I want to help the kid.
Yeah, but you didn't do it.
No, because of Corona.
Because of Corona. Do we need to say that anymore? Can't we just assume that nobody's doing normal shit because of Corona?
Yeah.
Corona. Like I said on the air the other day, I'm not even holding doors anymore.
Because of Corona.
Yeah. You got that right. But and then like the other conversation came up too, where we were discussing like what is the new norm going to be, like when this is all said and done. Like, are we legit not going to shake hands anymore? Fauci says no.
Yeah, I don't think so. But then again, how is that any different than us being crammed into conference rooms, meetings? Are meetings going to change?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess, right? I mean, there, like, our whole lives are going to be more streamlined.
I mean, are we now, instead of having a ratings meeting or a promotions meeting, are we just going to be hopping on Zoom all the time from our offices?
Yeah. I mean, well, no.
Right?
I think it'll
that
just...
That doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't, but I feel like what's going to happen is there'll be meetings, but there'll be a lot less people in them. Not that we ever really had big meetings anyway. Ours were always kind of small, but the days of the big meeting are gone. Like, do you remember Caroline Beasley, who is the CEO of our company, who was going to do a big town hall meeting where we were all in the media room together?
Lord, yeah, she was going around to all the different radio stations to give you, like, the state of the company. I bet whatever she was planning on telling all of us has dramatically changed.
Totally. Totally. It was like a state of the company. Absolutely. Yep. Hey, real quick, here is a new TV show you might be interested in, Roy. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Coming to TV, it's the sitcom you've been waiting for. It's the Fauci Family.
Hey, who left their rubber gloves on the bathroom floor? And you better not have touched this doorknob without washing your hands.
On this show, laughter is contagious.
Hey, Dad, I have a date tonight.
You're not going anywhere, young lady. I'm serious. Stay in the house. There are germs out there.
It's the Fauci Family.
Ugh, you're the worst, Dan.
How dare you, young lady? You go self-quarantine in your room right this minute.
Check your local listings.
Nicole walked out on that. I don't think she found it funny.
It wasn't that funny.
No, it wasn't. I have a lot of these bits that like are... our interns have put together, the people that work for us in New York.
Yeah. Sam Hunt's music video just came out.
Sam Hunt's music video came out. And so here's Dr. Fauci talking about no handshaking.
Hi, folks. It's Dr. Fauci with a very important tutorial video from my office. During the course of this pandemic and beyond, I am urging you to stop shaking hands. No more handshaking. Instead, each greeting will be a four-pronged process. First, raise your index finger and touch your eye. Then, wink with your other eye three times. Then, touch the person's left foot with your left foot to indicate that you are ready to receive their invitation to speak. Then, in a counterclockwise motion, wait, did I say touch your eyeball earlier? No, don't touch your face. Let's replace that with raising your index finger, then touching your butt. No, their butt. Touch their butt. I'm confused. God. Let me regroup and I'll post another video later. Bye.
Guy sounds like Bernie Sanders.
I think it might be the same guy who does the Bernie Sanders impression.
Yeah.
But Fauci's voice is pretty cool.
Although I thought he was going to get fired because he said something that Trump really didn't like.
Yeah, I think he's too popular. I believe me, if it was up to Trump, he probably would have fired him already. But people are like, hey, Donald.
He constantly contradicts. Trump.
The dick part you got right. The contra part you got wrong.
As usual.
Yeah.
Always getting the dick right.
Well, it's what I tell my wife, Amanda, who, you know, she's like, oh, Trump doesn't listen. But he has to, like, the doctors don't care about the economy. That's not his concern. Yeah. Fauci's concern is everybody being safe and another person not dying on his watch. So, of course, his concern is different than the economic team that Trump put together, which is the whitest group of people ever, by the way.
Right.
I mean, my God, can you at least put an Asian or a dark-skinned person in there?
Diversity.
I mean, diversity, Donald, for shit's sakes. He has no clue. He's like, I put a woman in there. Yeah, it's your daughter. But anyway, like, those people don't care about health, you know? So it's very odd, man. The whole thing, dude, is like, this world we're living in is a real kick in the pants. But well, I'm blessed to have a job. I'm blessed to be here working with you guys and putting out a rap party podcast. So
me too. And I'm hoping to be back in the studio soon.
Good, good. I'm hoping to have that announcement. All right, we will see everybody back on the radio 6 a.m. Friday morning. Have a great day, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.